Chapter 7. I woke up hearing Karen bitching away at some servant type in the anteroom. Something about trying to show a little decorum around the place for a change, and how she would not accept having to apologize to the great Jack Crow himself about the slovenly attitude on this dreary planet, and so on and so on. The great Jack Crow, me, missed the rest of her tirade, trying to find the edge of the bed. I had the great hangover. A few minutes later, sitting up at last, and drinking the morning after goody some gentle soul had left there for me, I heard the outer door close behind her. Immediately after came the sound of gentle laughter, followed by the muttered grumblings of somebody who knew better than to take such incredible rudeness seriously. I smiled to myself, found something to wear, and stumbled into the next room to confront the victim. It was a man, a rather nice-looking guy, about 40 or so. He was a couple of inches shorter than me, with short blonde hair, and a beautifully cropped Van Dyke a couple of shades darker. He was wearing crew garb. The name Cortez was stenciled over his left breast pocket. He was sitting on the arm of a chair, looking desultorily at his watch and tapping his foot with gentle impatience. I liked him right away. I made some sort of noise, and he all but leaped to his feet and stood staring at me apprehensively. I let him worry while I fished out a cigarette and lit it. Then I gestured through the smoke toward the door. "She always such a bitch?" I asked. Cortez got stiffer, looking surprised. Then abruptly he relaxed. He smiled brightly and warm, a much better sight, and answered, "Always, Mr. Crow." I nodded with understanding and took another drag. He gestured toward a chair. "Wouldn't you like to sit down?" he offered. I waved him away. "I think I better just sort of stand here a bit," I said, gesturing toward my hungover head meaningfully. I leaned against the door jamb as if for support, though in fact the morning after Goody had already done most of his job. Cortez laughed pleasantly. "Why do you take it?" I asked. He looked at me, shrugged. "Well, you are Jack Crow, after all." I sneered. "The great and famous Jack Crow, huh?" He smiled. "The very one." We'll get into that later on, but you still haven't answered my question. You said she was always a bitch. "Well," he offered sheepishly, "she was always the chief administrator, too." "Oh." "Yes, sir. Oh." I sniffed the air. "Is that coffee?" He stepped quickly over to the side table set against the far wall. "Yes, I just made it. Would you like some?" "Please." I found that I was almost completely recovered. I sat down in one of the three armchairs surrounding a low coffee table. It was an awfully pretty room, I noticed, for a fleet project. Cortez noticed my gaze as he sat the mug before me. "This is the VIP room," he offered helpfully. "Only the brass rate this. The rest of us live in dormitories." I nodded and sipped. It was good.